Ukraine's new president is a comedian, and that is not a joke. Sitcom star Vladimir Zelensky beat incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in a landslide yesterday. Zelensky won with 73% of the vote.
Усім країнам пострадянського союзу. Подивіться на нас. Усе можливо.
To all post-Soviet countries, Zelensky said after his win, look at us, anything is possible.
No, I'm not sure about that.
Volodymyr Dubovik is skeptical. He's the director for the Center of International Studies at Odessa Meshnikov University in Ukraine.
It depends on how you look at his success. If you look at him absolutely unprepared, incompetent, having no clue as to what it requires, what it takes to run the country, then I don't think it's going to be really encouraging or, you know, inspiring to anyone in the post-Soviet space.
Will he remain clueless? I mean, you're suggesting that because he has no experience, he's going to fail.
Right.
I mean, but is it possible that he succeeds?
Yeah, that's a great question. He might. I mean, he might. And in fact, a lot of people, including myself, who didn't vote for him, in this country, we are now kind of rethinking the whole thing. And we are basically saying to each other now on social media and elsewhere that, well, he is our new president and actually elected by a landslide. It means something.
Yeah, maybe the big question, the biggest question right now is how Ukraine under Zelensky will fare vis-a-vis Russia. He said he's anti-war and doesn't want Ukraine to be fighting other countries. So what is his stance on the war in eastern Ukraine against Russia?
Right, you're right indeed, Marco. It's a core question. We are in war with Russia. You can go into definitions and try to call it properly, but it is a war de facto. It's ongoing conflict. It's not even a frozen one. People are actually dying every day, and there is a shelling, and there is a mortar fire and stuff like that. So it's pretty much alive there, an open wound. And I don't think that he has anything in the works or in his plans that would provide for a substantial change on the ground.
But hasn't he said that he wants Crimea back in Ukraine?
Oh, yes, he did. Of course. Of course he did. And that's, of course, a non-starter with Russia, because Russia wouldn't even entertain this idea and wouldn't sit down with Ukraine or anyone else on the subject of Crimea. What might be actually negotiated is Donbass, that part of Donbass, which is beyond Ukraine's government control right now. And
that's where
Russian
a lot of the
occupation.
Hot fighting is happening right now, correct?
Yes, exactly. And that's an area which is basically under Russian occupation.
How has Moscow received Zelensky's win in Ukraine? What's the word from there?
I think they're satisfied. I mean, there was no big secret they didn't like Poroshenko. There was no chemistry whatsoever between Putin and Poroshenko. But at the same time, you know, Putin refused to congratulate Zelensky today. He's been told on the news with his win, which is an interesting thing. But among other things, it might tell us that Putin doesn't want to congratulate him to validate some of those theories that Zelensky is pro-Russian. Because the moment Putin calls Zelensky to congratulate him with his win, a lot of people in Ukraine will say, look, see, Putin is calling him. It must mean that Zelensky is pro-Russian. So it's really a big game there. But we've been through this game for years and years, and definitely for the last 5 years. So therefore, the election of Zelensky doesn't really change anything radically, you know, dramatically in terms of Ukraine-Russia relations.
Volodymyr Dubovik is the director for the Center of International Studies at Odessa Mechnikov University in Ukraine. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco, for having me.